from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Top six at six.
Doesn't hurt the show. Coming in at number one on the top six at six this morning, just under 500,000 Victorians yet to get the first jab. Just under 500,000.
Wow. That's not many.
No.
So they're effectively locked out of lots of things still. I assume.
Locked out of the tennis, if any of them are thinking about playing at the Australian Open next year.
Yes.
Here's a great story coming in at number two. Josh Cavallo has become the first openly gay male pro in the world. Pro football player.
Yeah. Soccer football, yeah.
With Barcelona's Gerard Pique saying the Australian is helping the world of football move forward.
Good on him.
Who's he play for?
He plays for Adelaide United in the A-League.
Yeah.
Melbourne boy, actually.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good on him. Takes a lot of courage to do what Josh has done.
Yeah, absolutely.
More credit to him.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's relieved an enormous amount of anxiety about how that news would be received by the wider public.
Oh, for sure.
And I saw Josh saying that he was amazed at the response from not only his coach, but the playing group and the club itself.
Yeah, which is great to see.
Very mature attitude from the Adelaide Football Club. Caitlin Jenner says Dave Chappelle is 100% right to face down transgender community over his Netflix special, and says backlash against him is woke cancel culture run amok trying to silence free speech. Yes, well, I don't think you'll ever cancel Dave Chappelle. These guys as big as Dave will always have an audience.
Yeah. And like you said, watch it.
Watch it
and then make your
decisions. I watched it. I'm not part of the community that he's talking about. But, you know, I felt as though he was pretty even-handed.
Mm.
There were pros and cons in what he was saying. There was more offensive parts of that Dave Chappelle show than his relationship with the transgender community.
Right.
But have a look at it yourself. Number four, producer claims Harvey Weinstein pulled Goodwill Hunting from theatres early despite Oscar buzz to cut Robin Williams' share of profits. What a turd.
Really?
What? Well, he must have been earning too much out of its cinema release. He's gone, I'll tell you how we can stop giving money to Robin.
We'll just pull it out of the theatres. But what was his issue with that? Well, did he not like him?
He probably didn't want to pay him.
He wanted more money for himself.
Yeah, it's just a money thing, isn't it? Harvey.
Oh, well, he's in the slammer now.
Well, the things that man's done that we don't even know about.
He's in there for a long time too, isn't he?
I reckon we've got the tip of the iceberg, as the saying goes.
I think he was sentenced to about 23 years and he's not well.
Well, he hasn't even gone for the LA hearings yet, has he?
No. I think that was just one part of it.
Oh, yeah, he's not getting out of jail. Number five, Angie Kent, who people will remember from every reality TV show that's ever been made, but formerly Gogglebox.
And The Bachelorette. She was The Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah, right.
Has pleaded guilty to drink driving after she blew .08 on her way to a picnic. I didn't realise she had four. That was her second drink driving offence, I believe.
Yeah, right.
Speeding fines in there as well.
It's no good.
Speeding.
From memory, I think she's got a 4-month license ban, a pretty hefty fine. If you're blowing .08 on the way to the picnic, what are you thinking you're going to blow when you drive that same car home from the picnic?
Yes, that's true. Unless she's planning to have soda water there at the picnic.
Yes, good point, Troy. Or leave the car. She could have left the car.
Could have walked home.
Angie Kent.
What was her first reality TV show?
Gogglebox.
That's where I remember it from.
And then she did I'm a Celebrity with Evie.
Yes.
They did it together. And then she went and did The Bachelorette and then Dancing with the Stars.
Right, yeah.
I feel for her. That kind of vacuous emptiness. There's a hole she's trying to fill.
Maybe she's very happy doing these things.
No, there's trauma there somewhere.
Oh, well, that's just speculation and lies.
Absolute speculation.
You shouldn't drink drive.
No, you absolutely shouldn't.
Well said, Will.
It's all we know.
Yeah.
Get an Uber, walk.
That kind of CSA stuff from Will is just dinging it out of the park.
Oh, sure is.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff, mate. Good stuff.
My pleasure.
Well done, Will.
Number six, the Bridgewater Bakehouse in Victoria has been awarded Best Vanilla Slice in Australia.
Oh,
Not block.
Yuck. Pain that I hate it.
Timing.
Top six at six. kids, that's it. What's on the
back page? Ba-ba-da-ba. And if you missed last night's cricket action, you can catch up with KO Minis, the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup condensed match highlights. If you are new to KO, start your free trial today. Wide world of Will time. Let's go, Will.
Thank you, Troy. On the KO Minis overnight, you could see Namibia defeating Scotland by 4 wickets at the World Cup.
Are you tanning at the moment?
I've got a bit
You look quite brown.
Well, you're on a rooftop
yesterday. What
are you
doing? It's the first time I've really looked at you today.
Oh.
You're brown as a berry.
What?
How have you managed that?
What happened to that berry?
He was in the sun yesterday on the roof.
Yeah. Oh.
Sultana.
At the bar. Having a spritz.
I heard Namibia, Scotland this morning. Namibia got over the line.
Their fairy tale continues, Namibia. They keep winning. So good on them. England also defeated Bangladesh by 8 wickets. The biggest story out of the World Cup. Oh, quickly, I should mention that Australia plays Sri Lanka 1 a.m. our time
tonight.
Overnight.
Yes. Overnight. So, I can listen to that on the drive into Moz.
Yeah, I probably won't be awake for it, will we? What do you reckon?
It'll be over by the time we're in here.
So we'll know the result this time tomorrow. Quentin de Kock, we should touch on because he has, of course, ignited global controversy.
Has he commented at all?
Not yet. They think he's at the team hotel developing a statement as we speak.
Developing a statement
Yeah. Mm.
What's it going to say?
It's gonna be a
you
tough
got
statement.
Me. I'm a racist.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be one thing.
A few different drafts.
I mean, there's lots of different things it could say.
Developing a statement.
Yeah. For not taking a knee, which was mandated by the team, the South African team.
And the cricket
Quentin
board.
Said, you know what? You're not telling me what to do.
No.
I'm going to remove myself from today's match.
Yeah. So he missed the West Indies match. It came after the Australia game where the CSA, the cricket board, they were prompted to change their stance because some players were kneeling, some raised a fist, some were standing raising a fist, but some had hands behind the back.
Can't it just be whatever you want to do?
And they wanted a, quote, consistent and united stance against racism. So that's why they mandated taking a knee. And that's where we are now. They think that he may never represent South Africa again.
Jesus.
He's unlikely to take part in the rest of the tournament,
well,
of course.
Well, I mean, it just all seems like it's okay. I mean, I think it was Tony Armstrong on the ABC Breakfast Show that was suggesting, how racist are you that you couldn't even suck it up for like 30 seconds and just take a knee?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Like, does it matter?
Yeah. I wonder if he regrets it now, if he's like, oopsies, maybe I should have just done it.
Probably not because, you know, it's endemic, systemic and generational in that part of the world. Like, he might not see that what he's done is unusual.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just making stuff up because why not?
In the tennis.
Your show.
My show.
It's not the cock show. It's this cock show. Your name's on the board.
Oh, I love all of that. In the tennis. Now, this is a bit political.
Ooh.
So we've got the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, confirming that unvaccinated players will be able to enter Australia. Here is what he said on the Sunrise program yesterday.
The same rules apply to everyone, whether you're a Grand Slam winner, a Prime Minister, a business traveller, a student or whoever.
So they'll be able to come in and quarantine unvaccinated tennis players.
Correct.
And then the Premier of Victoria, Daniel Andrews, fired back saying this yesterday.
What I want to make very clear is that the state of Victoria will not be applying for any exemptions for unvaccinated players.
Continuing to quote Andrews, all the people watching the tennis are going to be double vaxxed. All the people who work there will be double vaxxed. It stands to reason that if you want to get into the country to be part of that tournament, then you should be double vaxxed as well.
Yes, we talked about this earlier in the week. And I think I said I don't care. About
well, you said that so it brings lots of money, which it does.
Yeah. Well, absolutely, it does.
Yeah.
I would have thought that there's just a process where Novax,
my joke,
goes into 14 days quarantine and then has his own bubble and just plays tennis.
Yeah,
like he's not endangering us.
Yeah,
if he's tests negative again on day 13, comes out of quarantine. Plays a hit of tennis, he can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And then he goes to wherever he's going next.
Well, that was the rule a year ago.
I don't get why this is such a big issue.
Maybe
given that the
been
fact in other states, not necessarily in Victoria, the unvaccinated are pretty much going to be welcomed with open arms in the next month.
Yeah, but it's different here in Vic.
It is different here in Vic, but I get that. Anyway, I certainly copped a bake on the socials the other day. I saw a couple
Did
of
you?
Comments
yeah.
from
yeah.
a couple of full dead shits.
And in Lighter and happier news. Josh Cavallo, the Adelaide United footballer, announced that he was the only gay male professional footballer in the world after coming out in an emotional post on social media yesterday. 21 years old. The Twitter announcement was then followed by videos on Adelaide United's socials. Here's a quick grab from that.
I want to inspire and show people that it's okay to be yourself and play football. It's okay to be gay and to play football. You know, I want to show all the other people that are struggling and that are scared, you know, whoever it may be, that don't act like someone you're not. Be yourself. You were meant to be yourself, not someone else.
Good on you, Josh.
Yeah. Don't be someone else for someone else. Yes. I've said it since day one.
Really?
He, with announcements like that, is changing young people's lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievably, no professional top-flight footballer in the world that is out besides
not one
Josh.
Guy, not one gay guy playing soccer around the world at the moment.
At the top flight of their country, no.
Wouldn't have thought so. Just back on the vaccine thing, because it's annoying me, the vaccine thing.
Oh, we're back. Yeah.
Okay, so you don't let Djokovic come, then Tsitsipas isn't telling us what he is, and the other bloke isn't saying what he is. So you're knocking the top three out of the Australian Open because they're unvaccinated. I mean, I've been a huge campaigner for people to get vaccinated, and it's the only way out of this mess.
Mm.
And over 90% of us by that time will be well and truly vaccinated, and it is the only way out of this mess. But at some point, the unvaccinated have to be allowed to participate. Mm.
Well, Dan Andrews said, I think, that unvaccinated people will be locked out of everything next year, the entire year.
For the whole year.
Yeah.
So are we not accepting any unvaccinated travellers, or he's just making a stance against these players?
No, I think he's not accepting any unvaccinated people at all.
Mm.
Right.
Well, interesting to see how it plays out.
If you want to work in Victoria,
I think you just said they're not going to apply for exemptions for them. Yeah. Other people can be quarantined, but it's like, I don't know.
Well, I tell you what, this whole thing's been an absolute balls up from day dot.
Yeah,
that much is clear.
Whether it was don't rush, whether it was Hunt telling us we'd all be vaccinated,
but it's
whether
not a race.
It's 262 days of lockdown in Victoria, whether you haven't heard from the DHHS for whatever reason, whether they thought your mate had COVID when you had COVID, the whole thing has been an absolute balls up.
Sure has.
The Marty Shergold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.